Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Senator Ed Markey and a congressional delegation have landed in Taiwan and will stay till tomorrow. Their visit comes after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to the island earlier this month, a visit that sparked fury from China and an unprecedented show of Chinese military force. NPR's Emily Feng reports.
A statement from the American Institute in Taiwan, which is the de facto U.S. embassy there, confirmed four other representatives are accompanying Markey. Their plane touched down early Sunday evening local time. The delegation will meet with Taiwan's president on Monday and other senior officials to discuss U.S.-Taiwan relations, regional security, and supply chain security, among other topics. China just wrapped up massive military drills around Taiwan earlier this week to show its displeasure at Pelosi's earlier visit. The U.S. has been pursuing closer relations with Taiwan. China warns that could force it to use its military to bring Taiwan into its political orbit. Emily Feng, NPR News.
Authorities are investigating an overnight incident near the U.S. Capitol in which they say a man crashed his car and fired gunshots before killing himself. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports.
Just after 4 a.m., the man drove his car into a barricade on the east side of the Capitol, about a block from the grounds themselves, according to Capitol Police. That's when his car became engulfed in flames. The man exited the car and fired a gun several times into the air along East Capitol Street before turning the gun on himself. Nobody else was hurt in the incident, and police say, quote, it does not appear that officers fired their weapons. The man did not appear to be targeting any members of Congress, authorities said. Congress is currently on recess until September. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
New data on the retail economy will come out this week, along with new insight on the war on inflation. NPR's David Gura has more.
The focus this week is on how consumer behavior is changing at a time when prices are rising and the Federal Reserve is hiking interest rates aggressively. The Commerce Department is scheduled to release new retail sales data, and Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, some of the largest retailers in the world, will report earnings for the second quarter. Last month, Walmart told its shareholders that because food prices have gone up, its customers are spending less money on everything else. And that'll weigh on the retailer's profitability not just for the quarter, but the whole year. The Fed will release the minutes from its last meeting in July, and Wall Street will scour those for any indication of how policymakers are approaching future rate hikes. David Gura, NPR News.
The literary agent for Salman Rushdie says the author is on the road to recovery. Rushdie was stabbed multiple times Friday at a speaking engagement in upstate New York in what the state police are calling an attempted murder. Rushdie's agent tells news outlets that the author is off a ventilator now, although his injuries do remain severe. This is NPR News in Washington. Pakistan is celebrating its 75th anniversary with a military parade. Residents are having picnics and some are planting trees in honor of the occasion, but the country faces enormous challenges. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Kabul.
Pakistan's Diamond Jubilee comes as heavy monsoonal rains lash some of the poorest parts of the country. More than 500 people have been killed in flooding-related events since the monsoon season began in mid-June. Pakistan's political institutions have been in crisis since the former prime minister was ousted in a no-confidence motion. He alleges without evidence that he was the victim of an American plot carried out by rivals. Inflation and rising fuel prices are squeezing middle classes and further impoverishing its poorest. And the Taliban's takeover of neighbouring Afghanistan is eroding security. Militants have infiltrated Pakistan's border areas and are conducting frequent attacks against security forces and minorities. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Kabul.
As energy prices spike globally, a big earnings call this morning from Saudi Aramco. The almost entirely state-owned oil and gas company reports half-yearly profits jumped to nearly $88 billion. It also booked a 90% surge in net profits for the second quarter of this year over last year. The company says it's ready to ramp up crude oil output to its maximum capacity of 12 million barrels a day. If requested to do so by the Saudi government, the company says global oil demand is healthy, China's easing of COVID restrictions, and a pickup in the aviation industry could help. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.